Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for you today. God is so good. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God, called to pray. And it's tea time, it's to share and hallelujah, welcome. Hallelujah, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is indeed tea time. Hallelujah, grab yourself a cup of tea. And guess what? A cup of coffee is just as good. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Nice food, and what a nice food and cup of tea. And one of your favorite cups that makes you feel special. Let you know that you are special. Just relax. Hallelujah. Just relax. Cross your legs at the ankle. Watch the sun come up. And thank God for a new day. Hallelujah. Inhale, exhale. You sure got it all. Hallelujah. My Father has it all. He's in control. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Father, oh, glory, is in control. Yeah, so that too, yes, yeah, oh my goodness, yes, indeed, don't worry about that. God got it, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for refreshing us. Thank you for restoring us. Hallelujah. That, hallelujah, that you're in control. Hallelujah. When we step out, please, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for bringing us back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What we need to do, I thank you that you've given us the strength to do it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. No disappointment. Can't touch this. No. And as soon as our encouragement comes right there, thank you, Lord, for the encouragement. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 It's a good day. It's a mighty good day to be a child of God. It's a mighty good day. It's a mighty good day. He's our comforter. Yes. He's our comforter. Our reassurer. Yes. Our Father. Yes. Our Father. Can you say that? Our Father, and he is high and exalted. Yes. He is the Creator. Hallelujah. Our Father. My God. My God. The only true and living God is God alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a mighty good morning. Yes. Hallelujah. And It's a mighty good morning. It's a mighty good morning. Yes, it is. It's a mighty good morning. Hold on to God and things in him. Hold on. For indeed it is a mighty good morning. Hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on. Yes. Woo. Hold on. Feel the spirit of life just flowing through you. Hold on. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. The blood of your spirit just flowing through you. Hallelujah. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Just hold on. Don't let go. Hallelujah. Ooh. Lord, make that our reality. Thank you, Lord. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Thank you for clearing the path. Hallelujah. Of every sort of debris. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, it is a beautiful day. And it's a wonderful day here at the main. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Like to say, God bless the girls in the office. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. They're so encouraging. And so sweet. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. Just love them. Hallelujah. 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 The girls at the main. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they're so encouraging. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. I thank God for them. Hallelujah. And I thank God for everyone that's able to join me this morning. Oh, I can't get, just hold on. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. You know, so often we do this because say that this works, and they say that works, and we do it this way, and we all have the degrees, nothing wrong with degrees. My great-grandparents were the very first to go to school, and we thank God, coming out of slavery, their parents, and they were able to go to school, what is now Morehouse and Selma. They were in seminaries, and they went, and my great-grandmother, she taught, and she came out of the second graduating class. So we honor those who have gone on to higher education, and we understand that we are to teach the truth to God's people. God has allowed to go to school, and we thank God for all the professors we've had, and some wonderful professors that we have crossed, and the experience has been life empowering. And we thank God for them. But I'm saying that sometimes things happen and people fall by the wayside, and they teach negative things. That's just like in any situation. But when you are then taught the truth, it is not our responsibility to decide who's worthy of the truth and who should just be left to their ignorance. The Lord said, all souls are mine. So then it becomes a responsibility to ask God to give the Holy Ghost, to give you, or empower you to teach, use you to teach God's people where you don't discriminate, but you know how to bring it. Because man complicates. God's word is not complicated. Man complicated. So how to uncomplicate God's word to deliver the truth. Because we need it. We need the truth. And we need the truth to be taught. We need it. God, we need the power of God right now. We need it. And every generation has had these moments. We need to be more interested in bringing forth God's word, demonstrating it in our walk, in our talk, how we deal with God's people. As Jesus said, how will the world know that you are my disciples? Come on now. Not turning our nose up, not making fun. Truly somebody feels that they're greater than you, and they'll make fun of you. Listen, there's always somebody. And let's not get so hung up. That's what I embrace where you are, who you are. I'm going someplace else now. Embrace who you are, where you are. Love where you are and who you are now. Glory to God. Trust in God. Able to demonstrate that in your walk. And even if you didn't go to school, if you're at a certain age, you sure certainly can teach lessons. Even if it's just by your demeanor and your walk. It's nothing like a walk sermon. Makeup can't make that. $1 million dress cannot do it. It get old. The moths eat it. Hey, glory. Don't put too much trust. Solid things of God. Woo! Can't do nothing with it. The fire. Woo! Your trust. You don't have to say a word. It's your life. And speak the loudest and the most powerful sermon there is. And it's bright and it's a noonday. And those in darkness can see it. I was told that there was a prophecy, and I mentioned that to you several times, that don't think it's strange when you see those who most say are at the retirement age coming forth, for they are the light bearers. You can't look like them and bear the light too. But you got to be happy, satisfied, the confidence in the core. I know who I am, and I know in whom I believe. I know who will breathe the breath of life into me. Hallelujah. I know it for myself, baby. God got it. Don't worry, baby. God got it. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. The many storms and trials I have overcome. And I can say to you that God is God. And victory is in him. Hallelujah. God got it. God got it. He's our everything. Oh, I know, baby. God got it. He got that. Yes, he does. Ooh, he got that too. Yes, he does. God got it. How do I know? Just keep on inhaling and thanking him. Lifting your hands to heaven and blessing his name. God got it. Hallelujah. I'm walking. Hallelujah. Oh, God. God got it. And yet, we all have some places in life that seem impossible, that we forget that God got it. And we pray for one another still, that he's strengthening us, that he's keeping us. Oh, yes, the wind and blood. And as I've often said, it doesn't have to be bad things. We can wake up and everything we ever thought we want, we have at our disposal. And if you're not careful, you find yourself on the other side. Oh, yes. Time to become cautious. Uh-huh. That old nature coming back up. And it exemplifying. One thing and another thing. That old thing has come up. Hallelujah. Just saying. Trust God. Trust God and God alone. Trust God and God alone. Our faith is in God. The enemy doesn't care. It could be at the very last moment. He doesn't like you. You got to grab hold of this. You're a child of God. You're made in the image and the likeness of God. You were given authority and power, not for evil, but for good. Jesus didn't say how love and kindness can change a man or a woman. Woo! Woo! Oh, my God. And I want to say this. You may not have the house you want. You may not have the car you want. My son walks about 6 miles every day. He got his master's, his degree. But he was determined that he wasn't asking anyone to use anything. He has his way. And he has model. That's the best life. He did it in the rain, in the cold. He purposed in his heart that he was going to accomplish something. Yes, there are people who made light of it. Laugh about it, laugh at him. I'm just going to tell you the truth. That he wasn't going to do it. He doesn't have any children out of wedlock. Not because he can't, because he didn't want to, as long as he was not married. He's not the only one. I'm just talking about myself. And God has blessed him. He hasn't been able to go to his church. No, he doesn't go to my church. But that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not trying to establish what you call it. He's supposed to be where he's supposed to be in the kingdom. Uh-huh. And I encourage you. Yeah. Uh-huh. We're trying to get establish our you know what I'm saying, what it is. We ain't trying to establish, we're trying to walk according to what God is supposed to do. And he even turns so many others to take it serious and go to school. Mm-hmm. And he then brag about Jesus sin. And he knows that it was God who took him to. Yeah. That is God that puts him through. And I thank the Lord for his protection. And I thank the Lord for giving him the determination. And I thank the Lord for his testimony that if he helps someone else, that you can do it. And that leads us into, thank you, Lord, for what we talk about so often. When we say, call it the late bloomers. But you're not a late bloomer. I have to hear that for myself too. You're not a late bloomer. You're right on time. Some point in your life, when you're an older person, you know you're 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, your 80s. What is the number to God? What is the number? Age is just a number. And before that, I go there, I want to go here. Embrace who you are. Don't try. You know, we all like to look glamorous. We do. We all love makeup. But don't use it to mask a reality. God has blessed you with age, and there can be places of distinction on your face that give witness to the reality of your wisdom. Glory, nobody but Jesus did that. Hallelujah. To your reality. Hallelujah. When we were preteens, we wanted to be teenagers. We wanted to look like the teenagers. When we became teenagers, we wanted to be young adults. When we became young adults, we wanted to embrace with confidence. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. Yes, I am. Yep, that's my age. Embrace the reality. Hallelujah. Embrace it. Embrace it. I know some jobs you have to have a useful look, Lord have mercy. You have to fake it, you know what I'm saying, so you can make it. But that's a heavy burden. That's a heavy burden. Because my wisdom should give you away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How the young ladies, there's a, what the price they're willing to pay for the ultimate reality. Glory, 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 glory. Embrace. Have the confidence. Be grateful for where we are. And God has brought us through it all. You know? Just embrace. Hallelujah. There are some pastors, I don't know them. I just seen them on Facebook, and we have blessed each other's presence. But when I see one in particular, I won't use her name, I don't have permission. She's exercising, and she's such a busy lady. And she's an encouragement for me. Yeah. She's an encouragement for me. And she has focus. Now, I don't know what her life's all about, but I'm just talking about what I see. And I believe she's there to encourage others to do. And I like that. And we don't ever have to become buddy-buddy for food or anything like that, but I like when she has taken the time to share her journey in so many areas of her life with others, to encourage others. And I, you know, health is more important than the wigs and the weeds and the nails and your health. Your health is so important. Sometimes we become so vain that we miss the reality. A healthy person is a beautiful person. Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to say that. I just wanted you to be encouraged and embrace who you are, where you are. Be grateful. Be grateful. Hold that head up high, your shoulders up. Put a little smile on your face. Look up and say, thank you, Lord. And walk with confidence. And then remember, wherever you put your feet, we're not talking about vanity here. We're talking about power and authority. Do you understand what I'm saying? You dream about a difference. Mm-hmm. And it should be good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's just going on and on. I'm just enjoying myself this morning. Yes, I am. Just talking. And I had another thought that I was going to go, but yes, I will. You are a late bloomer. We don't use that word, late bloomer. You are an on-time bloomer. Mm-hmm. Some flowers only bloom once in 100 years, and they are beautiful. Who decides your time of blooming? It is God, not you. So if God has placed something in your heart to accomplish for him that you have forgotten all about, you didn't even like, oh, yeah, that, oh, if I knew then what I know now, guess what? This may be your hour. This may be your time. Hallelujah. 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 I'm encouraging you. Hallelujah. What you did is what you did. I'm encouraging you. I hope. Don't give up. Don't think it's too late. Trust God. He can. And if he has placed it here, go for it. Go for it. Encouragement of God surround you. Go for it. The power and authority of the Holy Ghost. Go for it. Hey, God, thank you. Ooh, thank you for every open door. Thank you for reducing the spirit of discouragement, hopelessness, insecurity, intimidation. God, we thank you. Now is the time. Now is the time. The appointed time. The set time. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. for the glory of God to be revealed through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is your hour. Bloom heart willingly. Hey, God, God, to remove all those parts of the plant that will attempt to suck out the life. Oh, mighty God. Here they are, Samakumi. Discouragement, insufficient funds, redness, sekoba, ramasaradidia, ribis, sekoma, remit. It's all for your purpose, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. But nothing is too hard for you. Oh my, we count it all done, God. Hallelujah, we thank you for allowing us to be a light in the world of darkness. Hallelujah, the torchbearer. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, the torchbearer. Let us kind words. A word of encouragement that will help someone along the way. Almighty God, we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. I was sharing with you on some time ago this book, The Imitation of Christ. I guess I can use, it's my book, but I don't know if maybe it doesn't say anything about, well, maybe if I just use, just a passage. Yeah, I think that's good. The author was born, I think, 1379 or 1380. And if you get a chance to get it, it's a good book, I think. It says the danger of too much familiarity. Open not thine heart to every man, but deal with one who is wise and fears God. Be seldom with the young and with strangers. Be not a flatterer of the rich, nor willingly seek the society of the great. Let thy company be the humble and the simple, thy devout and gentle, and let thy discourse by concerning things which edify. Be not familiar with any woman, but commend all good women a life unto God. Choose for thy companions God and his angels only, and flee from the notice of men. We must love all men, but not make close companion of all. It sometimes falleth out that one who is unknown to us is highly regarded, though good report of him, whose actual person is nevertheless unpleasing to those who behold it. We sometimes think to please others by our intimacy, wherewith displeasing them the more by the faultlessness of character which they perceive in us. Said all that to say, be comfortable with yourself. Don't be so quick to become familiar. People become familiar, so familiar with you. No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to go out of your way. You don't have to be ugly to other people so that the people you want to impress will like you. If it takes all of that, they're not going to like you. And you need to know them that labor among you. It takes time to know people. Time. There are people that you've known for years. And then you discover a part of them that will knock you off your feet. They're people. That's God. Put your trust in God. Love all men with the love of God. But don't bring everyone to your bosom. Just saying. I like this book because it's old. It's old. I mean, it is very old. But I like the no nonsense. And that's how I put it. And the simplicity of the author expression of a reality. You know, I really like it. But there's none like this right here, Genesis, the first chapter. There's none like this. Man can write all the books in the world. But there's none like this. Oh, I need to say this to you. I know that I promised a couple of weeks ago that we were going to have a guest on Friday. But she has a little medical issue came up, and we decided to just put it on hold. I didn't forget, but as a result of this, just decided that it would perhaps be best to put it on hold just for a moment. And we're going to get this off the ground. I thank the Lord for getting it off the ground. And I, you know, I'm totally depending on God for his direction. And I appreciate all the help that I can get in this regard. But I can't get the help that will want to change the format or change the flow. I can't get that. It's the technical help. Oh, God, that my father that I need. Yeah, my Lord. And more prayer warriors. See, my, it's really about prayer. I mean, prayer. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward, not foolishness. We ain't playing no games. no tank of toys and all of this. And if that's what you like, that's good. I don't have anything. But I'm praying that God will truly bring sincere people who just want to be in his presence, who want to cry out to him for the nation, who want to hear what he has to say to us as individuals, with his Sikoma, Rama, who's not looking for the numbers. So we just say, we had this many people, and we had people, that's not hip hop. Rama 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 Rene Sikupa, Samba Kata Siki, Rene Sakarada Basa, Rene Sikor, that's the fear in thee. Rama Sikupa, Samba Kata Sa, Rene Riri Basa, Rabba Kata, Samba Riri Basa, Rene Sakarada Rama Kata Kiriya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Rama Kata Kiriya. Rama Kata Kiriya. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Rama Kata Kiriya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Give honor to God. Rama Sikupa. God, hallelujah. Rene Sikopa. Rama Sikupa. Rabba Kasa Kavali. Rene Sikupa. Rama Sikupa. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God himself has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 The power of the Almighty God. Bless you in the body. Remesse kumashaka. Remesse kumashaka. Uvaririosa kumashaka. Ramaka basa. Remesse kumashaka. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and dark of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God said, I'm sorry. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, this is the second day. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which was above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning for the second day. Oh, God, did you get that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Read it again. Read it again. Verse 26 of the same chapter. Listen, you're not a man. God is not a man. Scripture tells us that. But man was made in the image and the likeness of God. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed. Don't take it for granted. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God, we were given power and authority, blessed of God, with the command to subdue the earth, to replenish and multiply. Made in the image of God and his likeness. Ooh! You know, not a man. Not, the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. That was Genesis, the second chapter, 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We going over the altar. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for his help. I thank the Lord for his peace. I thank the Lord for his encouragement. Let's see Isaiah 50, starting at the first verse. Thus says the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away, or which of any creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have you sold yourself, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Therefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water, and dies for thirst. I close the heaven with darkness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakened morning by morning. He awakened my ears to hear as the moon. The Lord God has opened my ears, and I was not rebellious, neither turn away. Hallelujah. That was Isaiah 50, 1 through 5. Read the whole. Let's see 10. who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and have no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire and compress yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the spark that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of my hand. Ye shall lie down in fire. Don't get caught up in your own fire. Just say, don't get caught up. My brothers and my sisters, don't get caught up. 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 Please don't get caught up in your own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. God is too good. God is too good. Hallelujah. God is so good. Yes, he is. We ask the Lord to bless our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, meet them at the point of their every need. Let there be no light in their lives. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just all over the place. Ooh, I just doubt it in my soul, Lord. No matter what come my way, hallelujah, my life is in your hands. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. No matter what come my way, my life is in your hands. It is. I just had it in a second. Even everyone that is called by my name, I created him for my hands, and yes, I have made him. Before bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us homeless? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them ye are my witnesses. Hallelujah. You're going to go out with me. You are my witness and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee, my brothers and my sisters, and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Peace, nothing missing, and nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Now unto him to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah.